Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about the journey of the heroic parent. And I have on the phone Dr. Brad Reedy. He's the author of a book. It will be available in late April on Amazon.com and other outlets. But Brad, good morning. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Very glad to be here, Lon. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, well, it is January 15th while we're doing the talking. And Brad, the title of your book is The Journey of the Heroic Parent. So can you tell me a little bit about some of the themes of what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. You know, when I thought about writing a book, and a couple of people over the years have said, you know, with all of your lecturing, you should write a book. And I had no idea that I had anything to even say in a book. But I started asking myself the question, what would I say? And when I was thinking on that, the conclusion I came to is not necessarily giving advice to parents or telling them how to fix their children, but really having parents embrace their own journey, specifically learning how to think about the questions. Because I don't like when I'm teaching parents and they ask me, what should I do with my child in this situation or that situation? I don't think it develops the parent's own sense of self and their own tool set. It doesn't give them an enduring source of truth if I'm the one giving them advice and telling them what to do. Instead, I want to teach them how to think about it, ask them lots of questions, help them uncover the truth that is buried behind their own shame, their own fears, their own anxiety, so that they can, like in the old adage, you give a person a fish and you feed them for a day. I want to teach them how to fish so they can feed themselves forever. And so that was the idea of shifting from an advice book or a skills and tools book to a book based on the philosophy of you're in a journey, there's no solution to it, you embrace it, and then you become the hero of it instead of the victim of it.
You know, it makes a lot of sense because we keep hearing that the parents are the most important and most influential influence on a kid. And so how the parent behaves has a lot of influence over the kid, maybe even might say control. So that makes a lot of sense. So, another way to summarize it might be, in order to help your child grow up well, you need to take care of yourself first. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I think that we even know from the literature on attachment that how a parent makes sense of themselves and in their own lives, and they don't have to grow up in a perfect family that doesn't exist anyway, but to the extent that they can process their own background, their own context, they can better provide connection and experiences with their child that are nurturing and flexible in this process. And so the book says, the question about what do I do is not the question. The question always starts off with who am I? And to the extent that we can answer that question, then our decisions flow naturally from there. And then we start to be clear about our relationship with our child and our relationship with our child's problems. But the first question always is, who am I? What am I feeling? What am I thinking? What am I reacting to? What's going on for me? And you sort all that out, and all of a sudden the vision, the sense of your child becomes very clear to you.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. In the if the parent's doing a good job of looking at their own journey and learning who they are, that reduces a lot of stress, and the stress is probably one of the most damaging things a parent can do to a child.
Absolutely. Anxiety and stress, fear in a parent really robs us of our creativity. It does actually in every field. You talk to an artist or a musician or even a business person, and stress and anxiety and fear block creativity and block us from getting access to the wisdom, like I said, that was buried earlier. I say to parents all the time, parenting skills and education are not for changing children. They're for changing parents. And that change in a parent can have a wonderful effect on loved ones and on the children that they parent. And so, again, the model always goes back to is separating yourself out from this cause and effect kind of thinking, this idea that my child just becomes this extension of me and this mirror of who I am, and really find yourself. And then when you find yourself, you naturally have the capacity to parent in a much more nurturing, much more thoughtful, intentional, and empowered way.
In your lectures, I presume you've touched on this theme pretty heavily quite a bit. How is it being received by parents? Because I don't think they hear this too very often.
Well, you know, it doesn't get well received in the first 3 or 4 weeks of our program, but as they learn, as they practice it, and I'll still teach them some skills, communication skills and effective listening skills, with the intent to try to help them make this adjustment on focus and cause and effect. After they hear it for a while, 3, 4, 5 weeks into the program, they begin to say that it makes a lot of sense. Just the other day, after I had a parent meeting in New York City, a father emailed me the following morning saying, I was with you right up until you talked about the problems that our child is going through and suffering from can be one of our great teachers in life, is what I said to him. And I backed up to say, and I explained what I was thinking and what I meant by that, and explaining that if we allow the challenges in front of us, and this is really the idea of the hero's journey from Campbell, if we allow the challenges in our life to teach us, and if we can embrace them, they can become a transformative experience in our life. And that's hard to hear when you're really in this raw place of this crisis and this fear that your child is going to, you know, eminently self-destruct. So it takes a while for them to begin to hear it. When they do hear it, then they can start to really hear all the nuances of the message as we go along.
Oh, I know in my experience, I raised 4 kids, and one of the things I learned from them is patience. That's a big one. And look the other way, pick your battles. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed being a parent because I did learn a lot from the kids, and they were fun to be around. I like being around. I was a school teacher for a number of years, and I like being around the enthusiasm of the kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just your statements about what you were able to learn and grow, I mean, those are some of the most important lessons in life, to find joy. And I think as a parent, even with our children who are struggling with mental health and addiction issues, I think it becomes our job to support them, to hold them in our minds in the most positive way that we can. And with that, we will have boundaries and rules and consequences, but not judgments. And there's this line in the book that I write that I say, one way to understand how techniques don't matter is that to remind yourself that how we think about the other person speaks to them unconsciously, and they hear it unconsciously. And how we think about our children is how they will come to think about ourselves. So we can love them and their quirks and their strangeness and keep some boundaries and some structures around them. At the same time, we can help them develop this internal copy as they go through life, knowing that they are okay, even though they make mistakes and backslide and do some stupid things like all of us do.
Okay, well, we're about to run out of time. We're talking with Dr. Brad Reedy, and the book that will be available late April, The Journey of the Heroic Parent. And interesting concept that you had. I mean, I want to thank you very much, and good luck when the book comes out. But thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Lon. Thanks for having me on.